I can't use the word happy, but do you agree with Coach with the move he's making at quarterback?
Well, you know, we just trying to find some production in offense right now, you know, and we have two great quarterbacks, you know. Taylor been doing a great job composing the offense, you know, and, you know, I guess it's a coach's decision where they decide it's best to go in another direction, you know, but we as the offense feel confident with both guys in, you know, and the coaches decide to go with Ross for the week, so, you know, we're going to rally behind Ross. Ross is a great leader, have great mechanics, and we're going to try to get production with him.
Does it worry you at all that coach is throwing, you know, a young player, a freshman in there?
No, like I said, Ross has been in the system for a while. You know, he's a three-year player, you know, and he has great composure. And we're very confident in Ross, as we were in Taylor, you know. So we're looking forward to getting in this week, practicing with Ross, and seeing what we can do Saturday.
Of course, as a running back, every week you're probably looking at a breakout week. But with, you know, Idaho giving up a lot of points and a lot of yardage, you looking at this game as possibly a breakout game for you?
I mean, we actually can't get caught up into that, you know. We gotta stick to the game plan, you know, and whether it's throwing the ball or running the ball, you know, we just got to execute the plays that's called. And going into this game, you know, our goal is to improve from last week, you know, which is to be more productive on the offensive side of the ball.
Is there a level of excitement with the change at quarterback, just to try something new because the production hasn't been there?
I mean, actually, you know, you just should be excited just to come back and be able to, you know, play again, you know. I mean, you know, bringing in a new quarterback, you know, it's a change, you know, for the game. But at the same time, you know, we've been practicing with Ross for the whole season. You know, we know what Ross could do throughout training camp, you know, as well as with Taylor, you know. So we're just looking forward to, you know, rally behind him and making him as comfortable as possible for this game.
You've proven yourself in this league. You're proven tailback. But this season's not going probably the way you'd like right now. Do you find yourself getting frustrated, pressing sometimes to try to make too much of a play?
I mean, from time to time, you know, as an athlete and a competitor, you always want to do your best, you know, and I've been victim of that this year, you know, but at the same time, you know, I'm trying to rally behind my teammates. You know, Daniel Porter has come in, done a great job. You know, he's being very productive for the offense right now, and that's the key for us, you know, when one is down, you know, to pick up the other, you know, and I think as the season go on, you know, we're going to get it together as far as running and passing the ball.
Talking about coming home. You've been on the road a couple weeks. I suppose it's probably going to be a breath of fresh air after two road losses to come back here and play here.
Yeah, you know, as it's proven, you know, it's tough to get one on the road, but we got to stay focused, you know, and that's our game plan right now, you know, is to just stay focused on the road and try to get one. But like you said, we're coming home, you know, we're going to have the home crowd to feed off, and the history has shown that we've played well at home, so we're looking to get started on a good route this game.
What do you think the problem's been with the red zone offense
this last year? I don't really think it's a problem. You know, we just hasn't been finishing the plays. You know, we've been having great calls. You know, Coach Salfo been doing a great job, you know, designing up plays for us in the red zone. It's just been execution, you know. We've been doing a great job getting down there. We just got to finish the drives off. You know, and Coach said, well, you know, it's one thing to get down there, but it's another thing to finish, you know. And that's just been our problem this year, you know, finishing drives off.
Speaking of finishing, this is your last year. You've been here. We all know how talented you are. And to Sean's point about, you know, maybe not going the way you had thought, my question is, these teams, they're scheming on you because they know what we know. And my question to you is, what are you going to do or what are your thoughts about how you finish strong in your senior year?
I mean, I look at it as Coach Dooley would say, you know, adversity, you know, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, it's just a little adversity throughout the beginning of the season, you know, but it's not always how you begin, but more of how you finish, you know, and like you say, you know, it's been a little struggle in the beginning of the season, but at the same time, you know, my focus is to continue working hard, staying positive, and rallying behind my offense, you know, and to believe it or not, I believe they're going to be the one to get me through my senior season. You know, it's not all about what I do, but more of what they're going to do and what I'm going to do to help each other, you know. So my main thing is staying focused and staying positive and continue rallying behind my guys.
Coach was saying how he's trying to keep it still a positive atmosphere. There's a lot of young guys, of course, playing all season long with a lot of freshmen and sophomores in there. Coach said he's keeping it positive. Have you noticed, compared to last year, a few extra speeches from Coach, you know, out of blue during practice or in a team meeting where he gives you, a random positive talk of why you got to keep your heads up, or you even as a senior going around to some younger guys trying to do things to keep their heads up?
You know, coach going to be coach, you know, and his job is to keep us with a positive mindset. And he and the coach staff have been doing a real good job doing that, you know. And from time to time, you know, as a senior, you know, I go around the locker room, you know, sharing a little word in guys' ears, you know, trying to keep a positive vibe in the locker room also. But at the same time, I think the team been doing real well with staying positive. You know, adversity have been hitting us throughout the season. And, you know, I think we've been handling it real well, you know, with a lot of young guys, you know, especially, you know. So it's like a learning process for majority of the team right now. But at the same time, with those few seniors we have, you know, we're really dependent on us to, you know, provide the leadership for those young guys. And for the most part, I think it's been going real well.
What's been the toughest thing that you guys have had to handle this year?
I mean, obviously, you know, getting a victory on the road, you know, I mean, and that's another thing, you know, we've been stressing, you know. I mean, we played a game between the lines, you know. We can't look at the crowd, you know, the outside environment, you know, and, you know, we just got to focus in on, you know, playing well on the road right now. But most in all, you know, we just got to do the simple things, you know, execute the plays that's been drawn up.
Well, just go on that point. You've been through the battles. You've been on the road many times throughout your career, but these young guys haven't. Do you notice a difference in them on the road than at home?
I mean, I don't want to say notice a difference because, you know, early on, you know, we've been coming out playing well on the road. You know, it's just sustaining drives and executing when adversity hit. You know, I think that's the biggest thing for us right now. You know, we have to maintain our focus once adversity hit on the road, you know. And, you know, it's been a trend, you know. We'll get down in the game and, you know, it's just like a different vibe. Just hit the offense or whatnot. But at the same time, I don't think it's something that's infixable, you know what I mean, if that's a word, you know. So, I mean, it's all correctable. And, you know, I feel as though, you know, we're heading in a good direction right now, and we still sitting pretty good.
Is there a different, like when you're in the huddle with Taylor and in the huddle with Ross, is there a difference there, whoever's the quarterback, is there a difference emotionally with any? Or is it the same?
I mean, the only difference, the only time I notice it when we go back on the sideline and we talk, you know. When we in the huddle, we really don't know who is who, you know, because, you know, all we know is we got a quarterback, running back, you know, five linemen and a couple receivers, you know. So, you know, when we in the game, you know, we're not really focusing on who's back there, you know, who's at running back, who's at quarterback. We're just trying to execute, you know, what's being called, you know. And I think both of those guys does a great job at that. You know, they both show great leadership, you know. And like I said, Ross been here for a while, you know, and he's just been waiting for his turn, you know. And I'm looking forward to see him produce this Saturday.
One does hand off his left hand
and
one does hand off his left
hand. I mean, you don't notice. As a running back, you don't notice that either because you never won't get caught looking at the quarterback, you know, trying to get a handoff. So we just stand focused ahead.
How are you feeling fatigue-wise, you know, having come back from Hawaii and you and your teammates?
I've shaken back, you know. I mean, it was a transition when we first got out there, you know, 5-hour difference, you know. So, you know, your body had to get adjusted when you first got out there. But, you know, like Coach said earlier, you know, I think the team handled the trip real well. You know, as far as the game, you know, I think we came out real focused, you know, try to execute the plays that was called. You know, and coming back off the trip, you know, I still feel a positive vibe around the locker room, you know, and that's a great thing, you know, especially after a loss. You know, you probably see a little down head or whatnot, but, you know, the vibe is still positive right around here right now.
With Idaho coming in, is this kind of a week leading up to, like, the Southeastern game? Are you guys looking forward to getting that production at a higher level than it's been?
We're just trying to execute, you know. I mean, Idaho's a great team, you know. Like, last year, you know, it wasn't no cakewalk, and I don't expect it to be this year, you know. I mean, they play real hard, real physical, you know. And, you know, maybe things hadn't been going well for them early on in the season, which it hasn't been going for us. So, you know, we're not looking at Idaho one bit, you know. I mean, they're a great team in the conference, you know, and that's how we're pricing for it this week.
Any more questions for Paige?